You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about being grateful for really all that we have in life, our abilities to do things, and sharing all the different ways in which you can be grateful for the people in your life and all that you really have. And feel free to call in at 800-333-0001. I know that sometimes times are hard, right? We get in these moments where we're on this, you know, hamster wheel of life, or we feel like sometimes when it rains, it pours, and it's hard to be grateful. You know, it's hard to see the light in really dark situations. So I want to make sure that we are here to help you get through all of that to a place where you can feel more peaceful. Also, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Ketchy Okuchi, in our next segment. Wow, what an amazing story. A plane crash survivor, but out of 109 passengers, only two people survived. She was one of those two. An amazing story you don't want to miss. Also, I want to make sure that if you want to hear today's show again, that you know where to find it. Go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you. Or go to the App Store. Look for Living Full Out Radio. Or if you have Alexa, you can ask her to play Living Full Out Radio. But make sure that beyond today, that you do stay motivated, that you stay empowered and able to really step forward every day. Because that is one of the things that I've learned over life. It's really easy to get bogged down with the woes me and the woulda, coulda, shouldas and the what ifs. But I find that when I slow it down and I really take each minute, each hour of every day, you know, kind of like its own little masterpiece of life, you know, that's when I'm able to assess. That's when I'm able to cherish. And I mean, that can really be anything. That's being grateful for the food that you eat, right? Oftentimes there's people who don't have food or they have a hard time to get food. And trust me, I have been there. I don't drive, right? So sometimes I crave something, but it's not like I can just jump in my car and go get it. And so a lot of times having the ability to get things in a timely manner, even that is something to be grateful for. You know, being grateful for your shelter. Again, think of all the people that, you know, don't have a home or are in transition. And if you have a home and it's filled with love, or maybe if you live on your own and you have your own space to stretch out, again, that's another reason to be grateful. So I'm going to keep talking over the course of the show on ways in which you can figure out what you're grateful for, and then really how to share that with others. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Big fan of the show. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to ask if you had any suggestions for activities during quarantine, or like things to do that might be fun that you could do in the house, or maybe that you can do without getting too close to other people or anything.
Yeah, that's kind of the pickle right now, huh? Now, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Okay. And when you consider social distancing, when you consider how to soak up this time, you know, first of all, I believe in time alone, okay? So I think it's really important to figure out, you know, what is the pacing of everybody's day, so that when somebody needs the work, they have a creative, quiet place to do so. Or when someone needs to sleep, they know they're not going to be interrupted. So kind of figuring out the times when you all need alone time. And then you might want to look at times when you want to be together and kind of have fun with it, right? And, you know, I don't know how much furniture you have in your room, but you know, everybody's kind of like hot potato. Where one person gets the chair, one gets the couch, right? One gets the floor. You kind of spice it up. Now, I really believe in this being a grateful time that we have together. You know, feel free to pull out a board game. I mean, I know that sounds ancient in the theory of it, right? There's so many video games and things like that. But There is nothing like a good game of Monopoly, right? Or hey, pull out
Yeah.
Twister. You may or may not know Twister, but boy, I used to play that as a kid as well. You know, having games, card games are even fun. Now, I know some people might say, but I don't want to touch the card of the other person. At some point, we have gloves, right? So you could everyone can have gloves on if they want. Or at some point, you have to know that these are people that you are around all the time. You're watching, you're seeing symptoms. You know, you'll know if one of you are sick or not. So I think you kind of have to, in life, go with trust and you know, be willing to kind of take a risk every now and then. So what have you found, just so our listeners can kind of learn from you, since you've been kind of non on this, what have been your items that your go-tos?
Yeah, we have been playing cards sometimes with family, so that's definitely a great thing. And sometimes we watch like movies on Netflix and stuff, so that's another good thing to do. But yeah, we'll try out some board games. That could be really fun.
Now, what has been the hardest part of it for you? Where do you feel a little bit deflated, a little bit just like a gap, a space?
You know, I would say it gets a little monotonous, not really being able to get out of the house as much as we used to be able to. So that's kind of something that's been difficult, trying to keep things fresh.
It's kind of like the Groundhog's Day over and over again, right? Like that movie.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you want to consider, and everybody's weather is different all over the country, but I'm a firm believer in opening windows, right? Lights on, lights off, shake up the atmosphere, turn on music. Because if you go in and the same light is on all the time, if the same pillows are in the same location, if the TV is always on, that's where it gets kind of boring. That's where it kind of gets redundant. But if you say, you know what, let's like shake it up tonight for dinner. Let's not have the TV on. Let's play music. And you know what? Why don't we not have the kitchen light on? Let's do candlelight. Let's do something different. So sometimes it's just shaking up the mood or the atmosphere of the environment as well. And the reason why I say open the windows is because a lot of times fresh air is already going to just change the vibration of the room. You know, it might make one person cold and one person might feel more comfortable, but, you know, it's just going to help keep things fresh. But I love that you're calling in on this topic, and be grateful for this time, because there will be a time we're all going to get busy again, moving and shaking, doing our thing. And you'll always be saying to yourselves, remember back when, and we got to play cards, and, you know, this is a time to really cherish. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you. I really love that he asked that question, right? Because it can feel like the same day over and over again. Now, you know, one of the things that I did during the pandemic time here is I went out to Palm Springs and I visited my mom. And it was really wild because she had just had eye surgery. And I don't think I left her house from March 31st to May 2nd. Yes, that's right. Never left the house. She couldn't drive because of her eye surgery. I don't drive because obviously being legally blind. So people would bring food to us and it was amazing, but we did shake it up. We would listen to different music on her jukebox. She has a jukebox and we would listen to that. You know, we would try to shake up the meals if we could, although we had plenty of nights that was the same thing, salmon and rice, right? Different things. So, but it was treasure time because my mom is one of my best friends and I know that I'll always be able to look back on that time together, watching movies, walking the dog, spending time in the pool. And so you really want to capture this time for yourself and really acknowledge, you know, what are the positives and what are areas that I could have done better during this time? And I'm going to raise my hand there as well. It's interesting. One of the things that I committed to, well, I do this every year. I pick a mantra word. And my mantra word for this year, believe it or not, was connection. And I had all these visions of connecting with new people, you know, going to meetup groups, because meetup.com is a great way to socially meet people, or connecting with people on the phone. But when everything happened and everything started shutting down, part of my connection goals went out the window. Now, here's why I'm raising my hand saying I could have done better, right? Because I could have just connected with a bunch of people on the phone. But like so many of us, we kind of fell into watching TV or, you know, kind of working or catching up on hobbies. But I say it's never too late to start. So what did I do? I called actually a great family friend of ours, and I've just started doing this. So stay tuned. I'm going to keep you posted on how it goes. But just started calling family friends of ours, reaching out, seeing how they're doing. And I invite you to do the same because that way it will not be so lonely. That way you can hear how are other people spending their time? What card games are they playing, right? That is how we stay connected. We're actually all very similar. And so pick up the phone today, call one person you haven't talked to in a while. So stay with us. When we come back, it's all about being grateful. We'll be joined by Ketchy Okuchi talking about what it was like surviving a plane crash. But yet, she is truly the most blessed, grateful person you will ever meet. Her story is amazing. Stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. It is all about being grateful. We'll be back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent unconcerned about children's health, many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy, too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulloutcom. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today, we have brought you a very special inspirational guest, Tetchy Okuchi. Now, honestly, what she has survived is one of my worst fears, and that is a plane crash. And I don't want to give all the story away, but put on your seatbelt literally, because this is one woman who never gave up along the way and has went on to do extraordinary, awesome experiences. So stay with us. We'll be joining Tetchy right now. Tetchy Okuchi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, Tetchy, I have to say, you are very memorable, and I encourage everybody to go check her out online, but it's just like what I said, what you've experienced is something I think about the minute I sit in my seat on a plane. I think a lot of people think the what if, and, you know, we get on the plane, we fly to our destination, and it all worked out, right? And then we see on TV, we've seen plane crashes plenty of times, no survivors. Yeah. But you are a miracle girl, and you're here with me. So I'm so grateful for that.
Thank you.
I want to take our audience back, because it was December 10th, 2005, and you were only 20 minutes away from landing. But what made, because you had flown so often in your life, what made the turbulence different this time? When did you know that you were in trouble?
There was just a moment during the flight, during the descent, that I feel there was just this silence all through the plane that was just different. And it was one that was just heavy with the weight of the knowledge that, like, we all just seemed to, like, simultaneously share that something was very wrong. It was just about the persistence of the turbulence and the way that the plane was shaking, and just something about it just felt unnatural. It felt too much, too dramatic to be normal. And there was just this moment, like, where I can't really explain. Everyone, I just knew, we all knew at that moment that, something is very wrong. And from that moment, it just became like chaos, you know. Once this realization hit, like, everyone, it just became chaos. But it was just a moment during the whole turbulence that thought creeped into my head. And I was like, oh, crap. Something is wrong.
Wow. And I know that one of your last memories before the crash was holding your friend's hand and praying.
That's correct.
And
she
didn't survive, right? She was one of the non-survivors of it.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. And we think of her. We think of all of them today as you share the story, because you're kind of their voice. And one of the things that I think is so amazing about your story is how they found you, you know, amongst this rubble, bodies, just tragedy all around you. One man was aware enough that he saw movement in this rubble. And that was you. Tell us about that.
So I was told that, my mom says the man who found me said that after the crash happened, there was just, like, debris everywhere, like, on the side of the runway, just because the plane exploded and literally was in, like, pieces. And so there was just a lot of stuff strewn along the runway and the ground, the grass, the bushes, along with the bodies everywhere. And so people ran out onto the runway, obviously, to see what happened. And he was one of the people who ran out and was there and saw what happened, saw the crash happen. And so he was, like, walking through the debris, and there were people around him, you know, that were like, picking, like, because there was money, like, on the floor as well. People were, like, picking the money, like, amongst the bodies. And he just said that he just felt like he should not even, like, think about doing that. And then he said that he, as he was, like, just turning away, he caught movement in the corner of his eye, and it turned out to be me. And I was like moving, and he heard moaning, and then he saw like slight movement. And then that was when he realized that someone was actually like still alive. So he was the one who found me and who called the ambulance that came and carried me to the hospital, where they called my mom and told her that I was there. So, wow. Yeah, that's what happened. That's how the guy found me. And he actually waited until he heard that I was going to be okay before he, like, he waited until he met my mom and wished us well and prayed over us and everything before he left. So he was literally a guardian angel, like in that moment, for sure.
Wow. And we never know when we're all going to be asked to be that guy. Be aware. Like a car accident, yep. Train accident, mm-hmm. Plane crash, mm-hmm. Right? Wow. Super amazing. And, you know, what else I think is fascinating is, you know, we hear about people that get put into medically induced comas, and we kind of wonder sometimes, can they hear me? If I'm praying, can they hear me? If I'm talking to them, can they hear me? And you heard people. What did you understand had happened even while you were in that coma state?
In that comatose state, I understood everything that had happened, which is everything that my mom had been telling me. I knew that I was in a plane crash. I knew that I was badly injured. I knew I was in South Africa because that's where they flew me initially for emergency treatment. I knew that I was badly burned, and I knew that I was going to be okay, because those are the words my mom kept repeating. Like, once my consciousness came back, I just remember just constantly hearing music and then hearing her voice. If I wasn't hearing music playing, I would hear her voice talking or praying over me or singing over me and saying these words, reiterating these words to me. So when I did open my eyes from the coma, I was completely aware of why I was there and what had happened, basically. And that's because while I was in that state, I could hear everything. I could hear everything. In fact, I was in that state, and I could hear enough to kind of paint a picture in my mind of what was around me, in fact. So I had moments where I was fully awake and conscious in my mind, but I just couldn't, you know, it just couldn't translate to my body because I was sedated. But yeah, wow. It's just interesting to me, like, yeah, that you can get that level of like that level of response from a person who is comatose. And that's definitely encouraging for anyone who may know people in that position to realize that it's not always a sure thing, but there's a chance. There's a chance. And so because of that chance that they can hear you, you should say positive things and just things to encourage and to reassure, and also be careful what you say around them as well. So, yeah.
Well, and I'm glad that you gave us kind of that tip, because I think many times we wonder, can somebody hear us? And just the power of speaking positively to someone, letting them know they're going to be okay. And, you know, you had significant injuries. I mean, you were burned over 65% of your body. I mean, that's terrifying. I mean, didn't you go on to have like 125 surgeries, skin graft surgeries?
Yeah, just about.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
And so what I want you to do, Catchy, is stay with us, because there's more to your story, obviously. You had to get on a plane again, right? You obviously had some pretty amazing experiences since you had survived that. So stay with us. And everybody listening, while she's talking about how grateful she is for having survived, we've all survived something. You may have survived this pandemic time. You may have survived your own accident. You may have survived a bad relationship. And so you kind of want to listen to Catchy and also think about in your own life, what are you grateful for? How have you taken that experiences and really moved forward in your life in a positive way? Stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back after this break. Stay.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait, communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we have a very special, inspirational guest, Ketchy Okuchi, who, thankfully, we're so grateful, survived a plane crash. Out of 109 passengers, she was one of two survivors. And she has really gone on to live full out and make the most of this life that she has. So welcome, Ketchy.
Hey.
Hi. So, you know, the thing that's so amazing, I mean, surviving is amazing, but even beyond that, you didn't get a head injury, you didn't break a bone, but you did get burned over 65% of your body. And I'm just curious, what was the hardest part of either the physical or emotional rehabilitation?
For me, the most emotional, the most difficult part for me was definitely the emotional part of the trauma. Definitely physical, it was difficult, yes. And most of my injuries, actually all my injuries were physical. So, you know, I had surgeries to heal those things. But the emotional part was something that would take a little more time. And that was associated with just the knowledge that all my friends passed away on that plane. So knowing that I was one of two survivors, knowing that there was no other survivor from my school, I mean, that was the hardest part, still is the hardest part to deal with from that incident. And
I was just curious, Ketchy, because survivor's mm-hmm. guilt is a real concept. I mean, there's people who survive accidents that others don't all the time. And
that's true.
What has been your vow? Like, how, I mean, do you take on the fact that you're going to make this life count because you want it to for the others? Or how does that work? You know, what's survival guilt like to you?
Yeah, I really did my best to steer very clear from the concept of survivor's guilt, because I knew that that would be a downward spiral for me. I didn't want to end up in a place where I'm looking for answers to questions that don't really have them, you know, trying to ask why something happened, something like this, you know, it doesn't solve anything, because I probably will never know why. There's never going to be a good enough reason for why something this tragic happens. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to get stuck in that pattern of asking that question and looking for a reason, a grand, big reason why all those people would lose their lives. So I instead thought that it would be better for me to learn how to draw strength from what happened, to live my life in a way that would make those that passed away proud and those that they left behind proud. Because, you know, mm-hmm. this is a life that was a miracle, and I didn't want to waste it, you know, by just spiraling and being depressed about the, you know, surviving when everyone else didn't.
So well I just said.
My life out for them instead.
Yeah, no, well said. And honestly, I think we can all take that to heart. And I'm also curious, because when something happens in our life, you know, if you get bit by a dog, you sometimes are scared of dogs. If you're in a plane crash like you, you might be scared to fly again. And I know one of the first times that you flew, you did have to hold your mom's hand and kind of squeeze it tightly. But how have you been able to fly without that fear?
I have to jump right back into flying, like 7 months after the accident happened. So even though I couldn't really remember that flight, though, it was something that I still had to do. And then months after that, in 2007, I had to fly again to come to America to get treatment. So it just seemed at that point like it was a part of life that I couldn't avoid if I wanted to get anywhere. And it just seemed like, you know, being afraid of it would be counterproductive. I would just stay in my house and never go anywhere that I couldn't drive to. So I didn't want to end up, you know, in a place where I'm too afraid to go anywhere or do anything. You know, how am I going to live the life that I claim I want to live for those that passed away if I can't leave my house, or if I can't go anywhere further than driving? So I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and just went with it. You know, I just figured, hey, I mean, it's already happened, and, you know, I don't want to get stuck in my house forever. So, you know, I just have to just accept that this is part of life. And it's still one of the cases we used to try. Like, yes, what happened to me was unlikely, like very rare, but at the end of the day, it still has the best statistics. So even if I went about it the logical way, like, it was still the best way to travel safest.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I just kind of took it up to that.
And, well, again, yeah. you're a glass half full person. You're always kind of looking up and looking at things in a positive way. And, you know, when we consider the fact that you are a miracle, when we consider the fact that you vowed to gobble life up and live for all those that did not, you know, one of your friends actually sent in an application and a video to America's Got Talent, and lo and behold, they called you. And so what was that like?
That was incredible. I was in the middle of getting my master's when that happened, and she just, like, took matters into her own hands when she saw I wasn't going to do anything about my singing. And she just felt like, hey, you know, someone needs to put you out there. So she just did it, and she signed me up online, and then I got the phone call, like, 3 months after she did that, from AGT. And, you know, even in the beginning, I still didn't think it was actually going to end up becoming anything. And before I knew it, I mean, I didn't realize how serious they were. Before I knew it, I was on the show, and then I was on the finals. It really happened so quickly and was just such a miraculous and dreamlike part of my life that I still can't believe happened till today. And I'm always going to be grateful to that friend for putting me out there. She literally kicked me out there, and I had to sink or swim, and I'm so glad that she did, because she changed my life.
What is that moment like when you're on stage and you've just performed, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, Simon Cowell, what do you think? And you know it's going to be good news or bad news. Are you shaking in your boots? That must be just a wild experience.
I'm shaking right even before I start singing. I actually stepped on the X, and then I realized in that moment that, oh my God, like, what am I doing here? Before I even started singing, before they even asked me any questions, I was just like, I never really prepared to actually get this far as the actual audition. So when I was there, it was like, oh my God, these people are going to hear me sing, and then they're going to let me know. For the first time, I'm going to hear people give me feedback about my singing, people that don't know me. So I had this moment of fear where I was like, oh my God, like, do I even want to be here? Like, I don't want someone like Simon to say it's bad, and then I go home, and then I don't even sing like for fun anymore, you know? All these thoughts run through my head before I even started singing. So yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
That's wild. Now, I know that you are a woman of faith, and that's probably what's gotten you through all these, the crash, the Americans Got Talent moments, of the, you know, the highs and the lows of it all. But I think sometimes we struggle with the why me. We struggle with squaring the circle of those ups and downs. And, you know, when you've had so many experiences riddled throughout your life of being positives and lows, how do you make sense of it all?
I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said about people that you have around you, honestly. I think the way that we think as individuals, whether we like it or not, it's definitely influenced partly by the people and the energies that we keep around us. So, I could have had a very different vibe of people around me in the hardest times of my life that would have changed the way that I think or changed the way that I approach life. You know, it may not have been as positive, or it may have been filled with anxiety, or it may have been something where I'm constantly doubting myself, even when I'm taking chances. But I was surrounded by the kind of people that made me think, hey, life is all about doing things, and not the point of life is to have no regrets. In other words, when you're doing something, it's not about whether or not you fail, but it's about just doing it to make sure that you don't regret not doing it or taking that chance down the line. Because, you know, the older you get, the more regrets you have. I should have done this when I was younger. I should have done that. I should have done that. And I feel that, you know, that's why you can have people that are very bitter when they get older. And you don't want to avoid that. You know, you want to create as many good memories, as many memories as possible while you can. Mm-hmm. So I was surrounded by people who thought that way. And I think that support system is really the foundation of why I am able to think in positive perspectives, or perspectives that have, like, you know, a silver lining, you know. So I want to say that, yeah, I want to really emphasize the importance of the kind of people we have around us. So that's a big part of how we think, and you know, how much you spiral into a, like, depressing thought. You know, when you have the right people around you know to pull yourself out of that, or you know who to go to help you pull yourself out of that. And I think that really, really matters in life.
Absolutely. And I agree with that very much. And, you know, obviously this is the Living Full Out show, and today we are talking about being grateful. But what does Living Full Out mean to you? Having, again, survived a plane crash, having been on America's Got Talent, you know, you've had such extremely amazing experiences. What does Living Full Out mean to you?
Living Full Out to me means living life by taking as many risks as possible. I find that the best things in life happen out of my comfort zone. Everything that has happened in my life that has been amazing or miraculous or good, they are rarely things that I actually thought and planned out, like, properly. Like, they're things that have to do with things that I love, but they were always risky. And the risk factor is always, you know, will I be able to do this successfully or not? That thought is what stops a lot of us from doing a lot of things. You know, don't know if it's going to work. When you're not sure if the outcome is going to be positive, it stops you, or it can stop you from taking that step at all. But I've noticed that, like, if you give it a chance, the best things in life can happen in that place where you're not sure, where you're uncertain of what's going to happen.
You know?
So if we only wait for opportunities that, you know, we know the outcome, then not only is life going to be boring, but, like, you're never going to give yourself a chance to, you know, grow and have different kinds of experiences that you normally wouldn't by yourself. Oh. So I think that's life for me, yeah. That's life. Living out of my comfort zone, that's life.
I love it. Catchy. The insights keep on coming. I need a 2-hour show with you. But thank you so much for being on today's show. You are a miracle. We celebrate your life and all that you've done. And all of us will think about that and get out of our comfort zone. So thank you very much for being on today's show.
Thank you so much, Nancy. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And for everybody listening, you too could be on the show because we all have a story. We've all been through something. Reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Let us know what you've been through. Make sure to give us your contact information so we can reach out to you. And perhaps you too can be an inspirational guest on the Living Full Out show. Now stay with us. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back. It's all about being grateful as we live full out in life. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out show. We'll be back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys. Check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold
day. I want to
be a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org.
brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it comes to being grateful, you want to think about what means the most in your life. Who has impacted you in your life? Consider writing that person a note, or maybe giving them a call. Or if you are thankful for what you've done yourself, journal about that. Document these grateful times, and that's what it means to live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And we have been talking today about being grateful. And when I think about Ketchy Okuchi and her story that she just said about surviving a plane crash, or, you know, our caller earlier today who shared about being grateful for the time he has with his family during this time at home. And you know, it's really important that you walk away from this show in your heart wanting to call somebody and give a statement of gratitude or thankfulness, or, you know, to really reflect on your own life and what you're appreciative of. It's important that we document these moments, because you're going to go on in your day and you're going to get busy, or the demands of life will come weighing on you, and then you'll lose that moment. And these are the warm moments that fill up our heart, that feed our soul. So I just make sure that after today's show, you do that. Make that call, journal down something that you're proud of or grateful for in your life. Now, I'm getting word from a producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm trying to eat healthy and go on a diet, but it becomes hard when my mom makes, like, fattening meals for family dinners. So I was just wondering, like, if there's a way you recommend I could, like, kindly decline her food or ask her to make more healthy foods that fit in with my meal plan.
Oh, I am raising my hand, both hands, because I have been there. I have so been there, because when moms are good cooks, number one, the food is good, right? But it's good because it's got cheese, or it's got all the naughty things that make it taste good. You know, I believe, you know, your mom was you once. I don't know what the age gap is, right? But that is the most interesting thing about mother-daughter relationships. She's going to understand, hey, I'm in the phase of my life where I want to get in shape. I'm in the phase of my life where I'm, you know, dating, where I'm trying to get a career, a job that I'm looking for. And, you know, she too has been there at one time, I'm pretty darn sure. You know, everybody's been on a diet. Everybody's tried to watch their weight. Everybody's wanted to lose a couple pounds. So I think if you just tell her, hey, I know you were me once, and now I'm in this phase where I want to better my health. And what you might do is start very slowly. You might just asking, hey, not changing the entire meal plan, but in addition to some of the foods that are maybe not so healthy, can we incorporate beans or salad? And can you not put the salad dressing on the salad, but can we just have it on the side? You know, kind of like a 50-50 split. What you also might consider doing is preparing your own meal. You know, let your mom and everybody else in the family eat their normal, because that's their prerogative. But you might say to yourself, okay, if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to sit down with you, but I'm going to make my own food and sit down and have spinach, have salmon, have a salad, whatever it is that you want to eat. You're still technically being a part of the family gathering, right? You're just choosing to eat healthy. Now, what's going to happen is, if you're going to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk, right? What's going to happen is you're going to then see yourself start to lose weight. You're going to see yourself start to feel a little healthier, get a little swagger going, right? And they're going to notice that too. And they're going to be like, look at her. She looks so good. It's the salmon or it's the salads. And I think your mom might even pick up on that and start making some changes. Or somebody else in your family might say, you know what? I like what she's doing. You know, let's implement more of that. You know what I mean? So it's really about you pioneering it for your family. Be that one that starts the new trend. But also don't be afraid to hurt her feelings and say, hey, I'd like to have my own meal, or can we shake it up a bit and eat healthier? Because if you don't say what you want in life, you're never going to make change, right? So how do you feel about that? Can you do that?
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. I never thought of it that way.
Well, I'm excited for you. Call back into the show. Let us know how it goes. And like I said, I lost 25 pounds recently on salmon and spinach. So just going to give you that tip. Those are two great ones to start with.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And for everybody listening, it is all about being grateful. So, you know, put out a thank you note, write one to somebody and put it in the mail, or send them a text message saying you love them, or call them up and, you know, reflect on a moment that they, you know, impacted your life. That's what it means to live full out and to be grateful. Our entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. Rich and Eilish and Rebecca and Caleb and so many people that are dedicated to you living your best life and putting yourself out there, taking those uncomfortable risks, like Ketchy Coochie said earlier. And most of all, smiling, loving life. That is what it's about. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms. We're there also to inspire you. And today, to hear today's show again, go to livingfullout.com or the App Store and look for Living Full Out Radio. Most of all, know that I believe in you, and I'm super grateful for you chiming in and listening. Have a great day. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.